The Department of Home Affairs has at last issued new work visa regulations that will make it easier for skilled foreigners to come and work in this country. The regulations, gazetted on the eve of the Easter weekend, now introduce new remote work visas for foreigners earning more than R1 million a year and who want to relocate into South Africa. They also introduce a point system to replace the controversial critical skills list. In conversation now with Marissa Jacobs, she's managing director of the consultancy Expat Web that works in the space. Marissa, welcome to you. So how do these new regulations work?
So the new regulations really, they've actually come into effect since last year, April already, through some directives that the Department of Home Affairs issued. But the regulations now bring those directives into law. And the two things that it does in terms of requirements is it's taken away the need for an applicant to submit a radiological report. So that's after they've done a chest x-ray, which Operation Vulindlela, when they reviewed the immigration process, just said it's an outdated requirement. It doesn't serve a purpose anymore. Let's remove this from the requirements. So that's the one thing. And then the other thing, and I think probably more importantly, is the police clearance certificates. So in the past, a person would have to submit a police clearance from every country they've resided since their 18th birthday for 12 months or more. So for a lot of senior executives, you can imagine they work all around the world. It becomes a long list of police clearances that they need to submit. Some countries, it's very difficult to get a police clearance certificate. You're not able to apply for it online or remotely. You have to do fingerprints. So it's a tedious process, and they've now reduced that to say you only need a police clearance certificate from countries you've lived in for the past 5 years. So that brings it down to one, maybe two certificates for most applicants, really making it easier and less onerous to attract skills to the country.
And Marissa, am I correct in saying that there is a new point system, or have I read that wrong?
There is a point system. It hasn't been clarified yet, so they've introduced it into the regulations to say that there will be a point system for consideration, but there will need to be further gazetting in terms of what that will look like. If you read these regulations, you'll see it's extremely vague, and it doesn't actually bring into effect the point system. It just introduces it to say that there is a point system, that they're considering it, and that there will be further notice by the minister in terms of exactly how that will work.
And there's something called the Trusted Employer System. Are you able to tell me about that?
Absolutely. So the Trusted Employer Scheme was gazetted at the end of last year. Applications opened up, and it fully came into effect on the 1st of March, so just about a month old now. There was about 68 employers that were approved as trusted employers, and this is really significant for the immigration regime in South Africa. What it's done is it's given privileges to those 68 trusted employers who needed to go through a rigorous process to get approved as a trusted employer. And what it gives them now is it gives them certain waivers. So it reduces the requirements for trusted employer right down to really the bare minimum requirement of documents. So they're able to mobilize talent very quickly. And what the department has done is they put the onus on the employer to say, they must make sure that all the balances and checks are in place in terms of verifying qualifications, verifying professional body registration, and the department will issue the work visa in good faith, and they will audit those employers on a regular basis to make sure that in the background they have been doing these checks. And the additional thing that they've done, which is significant in terms of the backlog, is they've guaranteed them shorter processing times. So because there's less requirements, they're able to process those visas within 10 days and issue them. So significant advantage for those approved as a trusted employer.
So what I'm hearing more broadly is that this pipeline now has been unblocked. Do you still have concerns, or are there still worries, or are there still risks to the system that you need to take cognizance of?
So I think definitely we sit with the inherent backlog, which has not gone away. So certainly the Trusted Employer Scheme will help to not add more to the backlog, because there's a separate flow for those applications. But those applications that are stuck in the backlog, they're still stuck there, and there's still issues with resources to get through that backlog. And we're still seeing very slow movement on employers who are waiting long for applications. So that's still a significant concern. I think something that I can add as well in terms of the new regulations that have been published is the introduction of the new remote worker visa. That is something that a couple of countries have introduced. It's been on the cards for South Africa for many years, and these draft regulations that have now been published bring into effect the remote worker visa. So you can now, as of last week Thursday, apply for a remote worker visa to come and work remotely in South Africa, which I think is another big win.
Thank you very much for joining me, Marissa Jacobs, MD of the consultancy Expat Web. I appreciate it.